Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
After a brief respite, rents in San Francisco are again on the rise.
20 years ago, nobody wanted to live here. You couldn't even get a taxi to come anywhere near here. And now you can't get a studio for less than $1,500.
Marta Sanchez is fifth-generation owner of Casa Sanchez in the Mission.
We see the people that grew up here falling through the cracks and getting neglected. So it would be nice to have someone pay attention to them.
District 9 Supervisor David Campos says creating affordable housing is a major challenge and one where local government has fallen short.
There have been a number of affordable housing projects that have been developed, but not enough.
Census figures bear him out. In the last decade, the 9th District has gotten whiter, older, less populous, and significantly more expensive.
The changes that are happening in District 9 are reflective of changes that are happening citywide.
Nobody knows this reality better than Cindy DeLosa and Suaro Luis Cervantes.
They LS-acted you?
Yeah, we're LS-acted too. Yeah, right out of Presidio Park.
What they're talking about is the Ellis Act, a 1985 state law intended to help landlords go out of business without selling their property. The result has been mass eviction of people living in rent-controlled apartments. DeLosa points to a building across the street.
Harrison and 24th. Yeah, they were all, it was on TV, they were having a, I was right in the, with them, walking around the block. They got him out, they Ellis Acted it.
We're standing in front of Presida Eyes, a cultural hub for muralists started by Cervantes' parents in 1977. It's one reason why this neighborhood has such a rich history of public art. New owners bought the building that Suaro Luis Cervantes and his family were living in and invoked zoning regulations to evict them.
They looked at us as squatters because we were living in a storefront, which hadn't been transferred into like a residential, which is our landlord's fault. So after what was that, maybe like 35 years living in that storefront, we were kicked out.
The irony here is that the building's still empty.
Here it is at Harrison and Presida, 398 Presida. Says on the door, home sweet home since 1970. Obviously the work of the family here, some painting. It's still left. The rest is boarded up. Empty. Nothing here for the last 6 years.
Evictions are a way that we lose affordable housing out the back door.
Sarah Short is executive director of the Housing Rights Committee of San Francisco.
When people are evicted out of rent-controlled units, they're losing their affordable housing options themselves. And in some cases, when it's converted to condominiums or taken off the market altogether, we're losing very precious units forever.
Oh, are you here to see the apartment?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on upstairs.
Who's taking the place of people like the Cervantes family in the community? It's those who can afford the accelerating run-up in rents. A typical $2,000 apartment in the Mission last year is now going for about $2,200.
So it's an updated kitchen.
At a recent weekday open house for a one-bedroom apartment at Mission in Valencia, I met Brian Bastian.
B-A-S-T-I-A-N. I'm a builder, work in Berkeley, 41 years old, moved here from Hawaii about a year and a half ago.
He says there are so many people looking for decent apartments in this part of town that supply and demand are all out of whack.
We responded to an ad last Thursday, and it was just posted that day, and got an email back on Friday, and the gentleman had 200 responses back to this posting that he had put on Craigslist, but then found out on Sunday that he had an offer that exceeded the rental value by $200 a month, and that applicant also offered 4 months up front.
Long-time residents are afraid rampant bidding wars will lead to a new round of evictions and tenant displacement. They say making sure families who want to live in the neighborhood are able to do so is one of the biggest tasks facing the next mayor. I'm Peter John Schuller, KQED News.